another issue here this morning, which I want to bring to your attention. We often hear indeed of parents who find it difficult to cope with children who have various illnesses. However, it's not often we hear of stories that involve parents going the extra mile to help out other moms and dads in similar situations. Debbie Craig decided to do just that. And I have actually a clip of a video that Debbie has produced, and it's up on the web, well worth having a look at.
I'm Debbie, I have four kids. I have a 10-year-old boy, Nicholas, who has autism. I wanted something that replaced a homeschool diary, I wanted something that replaced reward charts and something that was just digital and easy to carry around and take about. I decided to create What's Now Boop. It is basically providing a platform that connects everybody, so the parents, the teachers, the therapists and anybody else that's involved in the child's care. For the first time, Boop will bring it all together into one interconnected, multitasking application that is practical, attractive and easy to use for everyone.
So that's the press aid version. If you want to go on our Twitter feed at U105 Radio, we've all the links up there at U105 Radio. And Debbie's actually on the line. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So I got a sense of what you're about there on the clip from the video. So for anyone just joining us at this moment, talk us through what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, I've launched a Kickstarter campaign this morning to help raise the final stage of funding for an app and a software platform that I've been working towards. And it's based on my experiences with my own son, Nicholas. He was diagnosed with autism 6 years ago, and I had just started a degree in computer science as a mature student in Queens. So come final year, I decided that I became so frustrated with the lack of effective tools to help with his development and with the lack of communication between school and therapy and anybody else that was involved in his care. So I decided to do what I do best and create a software platform that dealt with those issues.
It's quite a step, isn't it, to create some software. Yes, you are studying in that field, but it's still a challenge, or am I just showing my ignorance?
No, well, it has definitely been a hugely ambitious challenge, and I've worked with a lot of different people. It's been for 2 years now, so it's a very well-developed prototype. And I've interacted with lots of different people and professionals in the field and met loads of parents along the way. So it's really been tailored and towards, all the issues that all those people have faced.
So it encourages independent learning. It gives the parents or the guardians the ability to create and open up vital communication. And that sometimes is critical, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely the key. Collaboration is really important. You need all those people that are involved in your child's development to be on the same page, to be connected. You know, with that, then you have much better outcomes.
And what's your son's name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. So how is Nicholas coping at the moment?
Well, Nicholas is doing really well. He has high-functioning autism, so his issues lie around social interaction and organisation. He needs to have everything organised and know what's coming up next, or else he'll become really frustrated and can even become angry.
And do you feel that parents that you've liaised with feel a bit left out, a bit ignored, or is there a sense that there's more integration now?
I think there's definitely a push for awareness at the minute for autism, but it's still not as effective as it needs to be. There are a lot of families really struggling, and I do feel that there aren't enough tools out there to really help parents and even teachers. I think sometimes teachers can find it hard because there isn't enough communication with home, there isn't enough communication with the therapy that they're undergoing. So everybody's sort of picking up the pieces and trying to work it out as they go along.
And the app itself, can it be downloaded? Can it be downloaded from the likes of the app stores?
Well, I've launched the Kickstarter this morning, and that's an opportunity for parents, organisations and educators to get their hands on Boop, and through doing that, they'd be supporting me in the final stages of development. The Kickstarter campaign is live now, and there's a link on my website at the minute that will take them straight to the Kickstarter campaign.
So the Kickstarter, that helps you, I suppose, raise the funds that gets it onto the likes of the Apple platform.
Yeah.
That can be a costly undertaking, can't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just getting that, you know, I've got all the final stages in place, and I need to just fix up the rest of the interface. And there's an extra layer in that's geared towards the children. That was always forefront of my design, was ensuring that the app was focused on the child and helping them engage. So I'm just trying to finalise those pieces and get them into place so that I can actually launch it onto the App Store.
Lovely stuff. Listen, it's the idea of you doing it proves that it is an expert who's doing it from two perspectives. The fact that Nicholas is your son, and also that you're trained in the field. So I'm sure parents, and not just parents who have autistic children or children dealing with autism, but parents in general who maybe need to explain to their own children how to interact with a child who has challenges, and you touched on teachers as well, it might be an excellent tool for them in the future. Thanks for describing it to me, Debbie.
Thank you, Frank, for having me on.
That's not a bother. That's Debbie Craig, who told us about, indeed, this new development and her Kickstarter campaign to try and get that as far as the App Store. Could be a vital tool in the autism issue.